Luke 22:44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Now we as human beings, with God inside us, and all human beings have faced the great struggles of the soul, that snapfish, a tablet, deadly, a tablet to breathe and be breathed among. A tablet's like a Bible, like a book. A soul is a tablet of all kind of multifaceted things. A soul is a tablet of where you came from, where your children came out of. You came from that, the seed, you came from that, a womb, what they were. All these tablets when you're born are inside you. It's a tablet with all these pages. Well, God has to start tearing the pages out of the tablet of the soul. You see that? Of that which is not supposed to be there. So, we as human beings, with God inside us, have faced the great struggles of the soul. They face great struggles in the sense man if you don't get hold of it. Five senses, right? But everybody has a struggle in their soul at times. Sometimes the devil comes and puts pressure on your soul. Sometimes, and God lets it happen, sometimes you put pressure on your soul, and sometimes God assigns your soul to a death. Now, the one being who had the greatest struggle in the soul, he was struggling for God and struggling also for the soul of man. Is God the Son Jesus? Well, who is Jesus? Who is he? He's God the Father who became a son unto himself. Is he God or man? He's all of God and he's all of man. He's called God and he's also called Son of Man and Jesus of Nazareth, but he's also Jesus of heaven. Hallelujah. So here's God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, God the Son, all God in different positions. Here they are now inside Jesus of Nazareth, who has a human spirit, a human soul, and a human body. So, what about the soul of Jesus? Well, the soul of Jesus is the soul of the Father. But the soul of Jesus of Nazareth is the human soul. Now we come to this situation to where God the Son is going to go through this agony in the soul of a man. Yes, when he was going through that agony, God the Son, of course, was feeling the pressure and the struggle of sin and everybody in the whole world, everything piled upon him at one time. And Jesus, Son of Man, he's feeling all that as a man, my God. How can he deal with it? He can only deal with it with God being inside him. Hallelujah. But he's going to feel every struggle that you've ever felt. Yes, now, let's look at this. God the Son, Jesus, as Son of Man, experienced this inward struggle in the most severe way, in the most severe agony of anyone who has ever experienced it before in the earth. While in the Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew 26:36, then cometh Jesus with them, his disciples, unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He cometh unto a place, Gethsemane. Gethsemane is a garden near Jerusalem. Geth, it comes from the Hebrew word geth and shemen. Yes, geth means in the sense of treading out grapes. A wine press. A vat for holding the grapes, for pressing them in a vat. See, a wine press would come and step on grapes. And they would tread on them with their feet. And they would break the outer hull. And when they broke that outer hull of the grape, then inside was the nutrients like the soul. But in the inner side is a seed, which is the spirit. You understand? You can't get to the seed unless you break the outer side, the flesh, to get to the soul, to get to the spirit, to get to the seed. Do you hear somebody? Gethsemane is like a vat. And then shemen. Shemen means anointing. It means spirit. It means ointment. So you go to Gethsemane to get the soul taken care of so you can get totally to the spirit man, to freedom, where the anointing of God is. You hear me? Yes. So he went to Gethsemane, the wine press of the soul. So the man part of Jesus, Son of Man part, began to struggle with sorrow and heaviness in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Matthew 26:37, the Apostle Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, Apostle James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He took them with him. he began to be sorrowful, in distress, sad. Sadness came in. Heaviness, grief, causing great grief, made him feel very sorrowful. Sorrow and heaviness, to be in distress of mind. So his soul there is becoming very, very heavy. And Jesus, the Son of Man, the part of him, began to feel as though God the Father had assigned his human soul of the Son of Man to death. To death. To experience in the most severe way of what a human son of man can experience. Verse 38 of Matthew 26. Then Jesus said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. This is Jesus of Nazareth. So even unto death. So you can see what he's going through. God's going to send your soul to death. Come on, everybody. Even God the Son, who was also Son of Man, had the Son of Man part of him, had to take step by step, little by little, to conquer the struggle of the soul. He had to take three big steps. Are you listening? The man part of Jesus wanted to almost avoid the cup of struggling. I said the man part, Son of Man, Jesus of Nazareth, the human side of it, wanting to almost avoid the cup of suffering. Let this cup pass me, please. Even though God the Son would never back out, Jesus, the Son of Man, he really wanted to kind of back out of all the struggle that he was going through. But Jesus, God inside him, he'll never stop. He'll never back out. He's going through. So that kept pushing the Son of Man. That's why you've got to have a lot of God inside you to keep pushing that Son of Man in you. So the man part of Jesus wanted to almost avoid the cup of struggling, even though God the Son would never back out, would go through whatever God the Father had assigned him. He's going through every bit of it. Verse 39, and he went a little further, step by step, for the human. It took him three big steps to get there. And you know, he was strong. He had God inside him, somebody. Right? So he went a little farther and fell on his face. He fell like fall down. And the word on is epi, a superimposition of order, place, time, over and upon, above, had the charge off. In other words, this thing came upon him so much until epi, it superimposed upon him and he fell on his face in agony. The Son of Man is in a struggle for humanity. The Son of God is in a struggle for humanity, but the Son of God always wins. God the Father wins. God the Holy Ghost wins. The Son of God wins, but the Son of Man has to be conquered, right? Fell on his face, and the word his right there is the word Maranatha. And the judgment of God is upon it. Now God is judging all the pages of the tablets inside mankind that's wrong. Also, Maranatha for God the Son, he's going to pass through, of course. And then Maranatha for the Son of Man, he's also being judged of God, what he's going to do with it. Are you listening? Yes. What do you think about Jesus said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Are you going to leave me like this, Father, on the cross? Why hast thou forsaken me? He's feeling and experiencing everything a man or human being can ever experience in all their life. But you're going to have to go through all that too to get your soul saved and totally redeemed. What it means, say, tear out those pages of that tablets that are bad inside you. Right? Yes, sir. Fell on his face and he prayed. Proshukamai to pray to God. Let this fate pass from me. My human soul is sentenced to death. Let it pass from me. Let this fate pass from me. Yes, oh God, help me. This lot that you have assigned me, let it pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will, but as thy will. See? Spirit man jumped back up on him, see? The spirit man said, oh no. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So the soul said, oh, let it pass from me, Lord. And the spirit said, no. Nevertheless, thy will be done. See it? See it coming up? That's not only God the Son, but that's the Son of Man with all of God in him doing that, saying all that. You see, God the Son, Jesus came into an agonizing struggle in his soul where he actually began to bleed out the Son of Man part of the human soul. In Luke 22:44, and being in agony, a struggle, a place as if led, God led him to this place of Gethsemane. a conflict, a contention, a fight. How many believe he's in a fight?
Yes, sir.
And being in agony, he was induced and led and brought to that by the Father. Being in agony, he prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. His sweat were as it great drops of blood. Why? They say a human can get in such distress. It's happened to some humans before. They actually started bleeding. Blood comes out of the pores of their forehead. With Jesus, it did. What was he doing? What is the blood? Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. The nephesh of the balsar is in the dom. Hebrew. The soul of the person is in the blood. Where's your soul? It's in your blood. Verse 14, Leviticus 17:14, right down below it. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. So the blood is for the soul. What do you mean that your soul's in the blood? When you get excited or when you feel fear, will it go all through your body from your head to your toes? Because your soul, not only do you have a brain in your head, but your soul runs through your blood, through your whole body. Your hair will stand up on your arms. It's the soul. The soul is in the blood. That's why when you cut blood, and an animal bleeds, and a person bleeds and bleeds and bleeds, after a while they can't think anymore. They can't feel anymore. They can't decide anymore. Their soul is leaving them through the blood. The blood. Are you here? So, your soul is contained in your blood, and it lives in your body, and it runs all through you everywhere.
Yes, sir.
What you reason, what you feel, your emotions, and what you decide, it's all through you.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Well, God the Son. So when this was happening, what is God the Father thinking? God the Father was pleased to see himself, his Son, conquer all doubt, struggle of the soul of man. He was pleased. Isaiah 53:10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Isaiah 53:10-12. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. God the Father was pleased to break the soul of the Son of Man. It pleased him. He put him to grief. In pain and suffering and struggle. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, when you shall make his soul an offering for all for sin and all the tablets and all the pages of all that bad stuff inside you. God the Father's pleased when he sees the soul of the Son of Man. When he sees it, when he puts it to grief, and when he shall make it an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. In other words, until God the Father takes that soul and causes the grief to come to it and like breaks it, he can't even look in and see the spirit man like it should. And he can't even get into the seed, the divine seed and the spiritual seed inside a person that brings forth that in the earth. It pleased the Lord to bruise him and to put him to grief. Because he can't see his seed if he doesn't. He can't even see the spirit inside him if he doesn't. He shall see the travail of his soul. God the Father shall see the travail of God the Son's soul. And he shall be satisfied. When that blood began to come out of the forehead of Jesus. God the Son. God the Father was satisfied and pleased to see the soul of the human soul of a man was being bled out. So God can put his soul up in there. Hallelujah. He shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. Therefore, I will divide him. Oh, I'm going to marry Moses. I'm going to divide his spirit from his soul.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4, New Testament. Hebrews 4:11-12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow. And as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God and the Holy Ghost, God also bearing them both with signs and wonders, divers miracles, and gifts, merismos of the Holy Ghost. The word merismos is only found two places in the New Testament. One is the Holy Ghost dividing you asunder, spirit and soul, and the word of God dividing you asunder, spirit and soul. And all things are naked to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He comes and divides asunder and looks inside your soul and sees all that tablet and all those pages. Therefore will I divide him. Merismos, a separation, a dividing asunder, to part, to disunite, to differ, and to divide. And then to give a distribution.
Okay.
He divides you asunder, takes all the bad pages out of your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when that's gone, then he'll take and he'll bring a distribution of himself to fill that up. Therefore will I divide him, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. I'm satisfied. I'll be satisfied. God's not satisfied with you until your soul, the soul of man inside you. I don't mean you're born again spirit man. The soul. But he's satisfied and pleased when he sees that wrong things in the soul of man leave you.
Amen.
God the Son told us to pray and not to back out. He said, pray, don't back out. Submit yourself to the putting of proof. Even when you're going through a severe struggle of the soul, submit yourself. Matthew 26:40. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. Why? They saw and felt the anguish and the struggle and the suffering of God the Son and the Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
And it came upon them until literally the pressure, they couldn't even stay awake. It was a pressure, not sleepy-headed, but they felt the pressure of the saving of the human soul.
Yes, sir.
Upon them.
Yes, sir.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. That you enter not into temptation. Into what? A putting of proof. Adversity. Discipline. Provocation. In other words, don't let God have to come and tempt you a whole lot. Surrender yourself. All that rebellion, stubbornness inside you. Give it up before God has to put you in the wine press. Lying, stealing, manipulation. Give it up before God puts you in the vat in the Gethsemane. You better get rid of it before you come into temptation, provocation, adversity. Putting to proof, trying, discipline, on and on. Watch and pray that you enter not in temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My spirit, man, Jesus said, is willing. My spirit is willing. The human spirit. You know God, the Son Spirit. You know he's willing. But him inside this Son of Man, this human man, who had all God in him. Are you listening? And Son of Man, none of us has ever even been equal in us being human to Jesus of Nazareth. He's the greatest of all ever. You see? We can't even compare with that. Well, he said the spirit is willing, but the flesh, my sense man, taste, touch, smell, hearing, all that feeling, but my flesh is weak, it's strengthless. How many know that the agony and the struggle of your soul can make your body even feel weak and strengthless? How many know not only does the body, the flesh, the five senses affect your soul, but your soul affects your body also? My spirit is willing. It's predisposed. I'm going to do it. My soul is like in a struggle to death, and my flesh is weak. You hear?
Yes, sir.
That's what Gethsemane will do to you. But never went a man through what this man Jesus did.
That's right.
Again, let us realize, even God the Son Jesus, who was also Son of Man, had to take step by step, little by little, to conquer the struggle of the soul. Not the divine part of him, but the Son of Man part of him had to get to a place to where he bleeds the human part of anything that came against his soul. He had the soul of God the Father, but those things that came and tried to come against it, all this and all they're trying to bombard him, all that stuff had to cease to be.
Yes, sir.
So again, let us realize, even God the Son, who was Son of Man, the man part had to take step by step by step, little by little, three big steps to conquer the struggle in the human soul.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 26:42, he went away again the second time. Oh, he's already done it one time. The first time he came back and Lord, he's got to go up through the Son part of himself.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost part of himself, the husband part of himself, and the Father, up into the Father.
All right.
He's got to do it. Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
He went away the second time and prayed. So another time, saying, oh my Father, the first time said, let this cup pass from me. Oh, please let it pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. The second time he said, oh my Father, that if this cup may not pass from me, let thy will be done. And then he left them and went away again, Peter, James, and John, and prayed the third time, saying the same words, Lord, if you don't take it away, thy will be done. So he gets up. After the third time, I would say that the blood out of his forehead stopped flowing at that time. all the human soul, that all those things coming against the human soul of him, even though he had God the Father's soul to begin with, coming against him, all these things, then he said, nope, not going to do it, won't do it, absolutely not. I conquer all this for mankind. And when this happened, you got to listen to this now, verse 45. Then cometh he to his disciples and said to them, sleep on, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. In other words, he's got up after that struggle of the soul. He's walking back and said, the hour is at hand, the hour is at hand. In other words, I know that they're going to arrest me and I'm going to the whipping post and I'm going to the cross. But I have conquered the human soul of a man. Behold, the hour is at hand. I have conquered the human soul. Now, God the Son of Man, had totally conquered the struggle, the fear, the agony of the soul of man. And then he said in verse 46, rise, let us be going. Get up. Yeah. Now, the hour is at hand. Yeah, I'm ready. Come on. The human soul, I've conquered the human soul of a man. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, my spirit's willing. My soul feels death. And my flesh is weak. But he said, now, oh, thank God, I've gone the third time. I've done it. Hallelujah. He said, come on. He get up. He said, now the time's at hand. He said, come on, rise, let's go. Then that's why he could say what was prophesied in the Old Testament in Isaiah 50, verse 7. For the Lord will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint toward Jerusalem. And I shall not be ashamed. Now I set my face towards a flint like a flint toward Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Because my soul, the human soul, is slain in me. I can go to the whipping post. It won't back out, even the human part. I won't do it. I'll go to the cross, and I won't back out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.